ज्ञानंजन शलाकया चक्षुरुन्मीलितं येन तस्मै श्रीगुरवे वंशाकल्पतरुभ्यश्च कृपासिन्धुभ्यैव च पतितानां पावनेभ्यो वैष्णवेभ्यो नमो महावदन्नाय कृष्णप्रेमप्रदाय कृष्णाय कृष्णचैतन्यनाम्ने गौरस्य गुरवे गौरचन्द्राय राधिकायै तदालयै कृष्णाय कृष्णभक्ताय तद्भक्ताय नमो श्रीचैतन्यमनोभीष्टं स्थापितं येन भूतले स्वयं रूपा कदा मह्यं ददा आद्दानस्येन दन्तेरिदं जाते पुनः पुनः श्रीमदरूपदं भोजधूलिश्याम टीचिंग लरूप गोस्वामी टीचिंग ऑफ चैतन्य महाप्रभु तो रूप गोस्वामी चैतन्य चरितामृत मध्य लीला 19 परिच्छेद आई टोल्ड अबाउट ध्रुव सकाम भक्त अन्नाभिलाषिता हैज अन्नाभिलाषिता एंड दोज हू हैव नो अन्नाभिलाषिता प्रहलाद महाराज बट समथिंग ए सेंट ऑफ ज्ञान दैट ही वॉज थिंकिंग ऑलवेज कृष्ण दैट ही हैज नो एपिटाइट नथिंग सींग इन एवरी वन always Krishna everywhere and in Krishna seeing all living being entity whole world but not cultivation of his activities to please Krishna by his senses mind and his speech not so much so Hanuman is more superior than Also, Ambarish Maharaj is Suddha Bhakta, though he is not liberated, but yet he is more superior because his seed is so much powerful. Then in future he will be liberated and serve Krishna by all his senses. So he is pure Bhakta. Hanuman is liberated and engaging his all senses, his speech and everything to please Ram. Tattata, Ram and Krishna are not different. They are one. One. So here, Krishna is Ramchandra, always serving Ramchandra in so many उनके पीछे कर बनाए टू सर ऑलवेज सर्विंग बट पांडवाज आर मोर सुपीरियर आई हैव ग्लोरिफाइड हनुमान हाउ इज सर्विंग बींग ए सर्वेंट समटाइम्स जनरल समटाइम्स प्राइम मिनिस्टर समटाइम्स गुरु समटाइम्स एडवाइजर sometimes chhatra umbrella like fan like chamar doing singer and any difficulty he is helping Ram and serving once Hanuman went to there was fighting between Ram and Ravana In the meantime, when they were sleeping, the son of Ravana, Mahiravana, came and he took the shape of Vibhishana and stolen away Ram and Lakshman from that battlefield. And he took on the opposite
direction.
To Patal Lok. Patal Lok means Yes. That was England. Mahiraman was the king of at that time of England. Bidalaksha. So he took there and wanted to give sacrifice of Rama or Lakshmana to his worshipable deity Kali. He was preparing everything. He gave some red cloth in the neck of Rama and Lakshman, thinking that they are only the boys of any human being, son of Dasarath, not thinking that they are supreme personality of Godhead. So everything was ready there. Big fire was burning, sacrificed place, and they have sold. At once they wanted to kill them and to give that blood to Devi and to sacrifice the head of Ram Lakshman to fire for Devi, that she will be so happy. In the meantime, Hanuman fled from the battlefield, Lanka, and he not hearing. Oh, let me tell this story. He at once Hanuman came there in a very little shape, like mosquito in a flower. And he thus came in the garland of that Devi. When they were ready to kill Ram and Lakshman, at once he took his very beak and crushed the Kali there in earth and took the sword and killed all the demons there, and he gave their heads on the fire. Ram began to smile, and Lakshman also there began, and he took them on his shoulders and returned to battlefield. In this way he used to say, now Adhikari will be forever Kanishtha Adhikari if he is not gaining all these knowledges and knowing all these Siddhanta. Only chanting, only worshipping, they cannot develop these knowledges, and they never will come in the stage of Madhyam Adhikari. Madhyam Adhikari can decide whether he is Kanishtha or Madhyam or Uttam. Kanishtha cannot do. So we'll have to know all the qualities, and we should judge then in what stage this Vaishnava is, and accordingly we should try to honor them. And if you are not doing, all Vaishnava are same, and same honor to all, then it will be some offense. So we should clearly know all these things. Then we can come in Madhyam Adhikari. And if you are not Madhyam Adhikari, that is we are not developing our Krishna consciousness. Swamiji has never come to bring all the devotees and to be eternally in Kanishtha Adhikari. He has written everywhere like this. Rupa Goswami has written now these things. All Goswamis and all disciplic acharyas have written all these things. Sanatan Goswami is so merciful. He has written Brihad Bhagavatamrita. Brihad Bhagavatamrita in such a way. So Chaitanya Mahaprabhu gave this knowledge to Rupa Goswami to decide the graduations of all the Vaishnavas. In Madhyam Adhikara, not three Madhyam Kanishth, Madhyam Madhyam, Madhyam Uttam. There are thousands of grades. Thousands of grades. In a Kanishth Adhikari, thousands of grades. Uttam Adhikari, thousands of grades. Sanat Kumar, Prahlad Maharaj, Bharat Maharaj, Chittaketu Maharaj, all are Uttam Adhikari. Narad Goswami is Uttam Adhikari, Rup Goswami is Uttam Adhikari, Raghunath Das Goswami is Uttam Adhikari. But there are so many traditions. Rup Raghunath, these are the of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu associates, eternal associates. Even they are also Rup Manjari, Rati Manjari. Any one of them, whether Sukh Goswami, Sukhdev Goswami, Narad Goswami, cannot be compared to Rupa and Sanatana. All they want to be the fish dust of Rup Goswami. So we should try to know all these facts. So we must be try to associate with the devotees who are superior than me, knowing all these things. And try to give up yourself in that lotus feet and try to serve them. Otherwise, you cannot. In Diksha, you will have to repay something. Like Guru Diksha, Dakshina. Dakshina, you know? At first, anyone used to go to Gurudev, giving some dakshina, and then diksha. Otherwise, diksha will be
not successful.
Not successful. Tad ne. Ki?
Samitapani satyamba.
Tadvijivani. Tasmad gurum prapaddet jigyasu se uttamam. No. Or it. हाथ में उपाय लेकर के गुरु के पास अरे श्लोक प्रारंभ में क्या है पंडितम टू नो रियल थिंग्स तद विज्ञानार्थं गुरु मे अभिगच्छ समत प्राणी with any dakshina you should go. At first they used to take some dry oats that it will help our Gurudev to serve for jagya in treta yugasat but after that time was changed. A guru should take his heart and give to Gurudev. That is saranagati. That thing. Now I am coming to the subject. Anukullena Krishnanusilanam Bhakti Uttama. What I explain the two symptoms of bhakti is Annabhilashita Sunyam Jnana Karma Adi Anabhritam. This would be used in only in this sadhan bhumika in this world, not in liberated stage. Understanding? So, for Hanuman, anna vilasita sunnam gyan karma adi anabritam, this is not applicable. That crossed all this. Only some grade of anukullena Krishna sulanam we will explain. How Hanuman cultivated his all activities for the happiness of Ramachandra. He tried, but he cannot play like a friend to Ram. He cannot serve Ram as a bosom friend. He cannot give any remnant to Ram whether he is sweet or he cannot climb up on the shoulder of Ram. He cannot sleep with Ram in the same bed. So there are some defects in this. Surely with wholeheartedly, with whole senses, he cannot serve. Here Pandavas are some superior than here. In Vaikunth, anyone can serve Narayan like Das, Shanta Das, and half of friend, not more than that. In Ajodhya with Ram, anyone can serve with Shanta, Dasya, half of the Sakha or Vatsalya only. Not more than that. But more than Vaikunth. Now we are coming to Pandavas. They can serve more than Hanuman. Why? There is so much affluence in Vaikunth. Prem is less. As we will gradually develop, then affluence will be gradually less and less and less. And prem will be thicker, 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 thickest. So in Vaikunth there is so much affluence. Less affluence is in Ajodhya. And less affluence in Dwarka. Arjun, Bhim, Nakul, Sahadeva, Draupadi, Yudhishthira, they are servant of or Sakha or anything of Dwarkadhish, not of Brijesh. They think Krishna like their Sarathi, their friend, like protector. Kunti, like son, Yudhishthira Maharaj, younger brother, thanks to Krishna. They support and nourish Krishna also. But Dasharas is prominent in among them. Especially in Yudhishthira and Bhim. Though they are Sakha, but not so much Sakha, like Brajavasis. Arjun, among them, Arjun is best. And Draupadi is also best. Though they have Sakha, friendship, Dasya, but friendship is more prominent. You can hear a story. Once Narada went to Shankara and told, I want to know that where Krishna can be seen and who serves Krishna more. Shankara at once told that go to Hastinapur and you will see in the bedroom or the palace of Arjuna you should go directly. He went at once, taking his vina in his hand, and when he entered in the room of Arjun, he became astonished. Oh, what wonderful was there. There was a very nice decorated cot, palanka, bed. There were two pillows, that side, this side. The head of Krishna and Arjun were sleeping together. The head of Arjun was in one end, and the head of Krishna was in one day. Arjun taking the lotus feet of Krishna in his lap, he was telling Krishna, 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 sleeping. And Krishna taking the lotus feet of Arjun in his lap, on his chest, and he was sleeping fast and telling Arjun, Arjun, Arjun. One side where Arjun's feet was there, all the kings Satyabhama Rupani, all were chattering and fanning. And where their Arjun feet was there, Subhadra and Draupadi were fanning and chattering. Seeing this, Narada became so astonished and began to chant on his veena, Krishna Arjun, Krishna Arjun, Krishna Arjun, Krishna Arjun. And tears were coming. I have never seen like this. Hanuman can do like this. He can sit on the, he can lie down on the that, and Ram will take the lotus feet of Hanuman in his chest. Never. This is the glory of Arjun, but when in the battlefield of Mahabharata, when he saw the universal form of Krishna, he was shaken. And he was so much feared and began to
pray.
Oh Krishna, I have told you Krishna, sometimes friend, sometimes I have ordered you to take my chariot there, sometimes I have told you that serve my horses, and I have told you to go to Duryodhan for mediator, dut,
messenger.
Please excuse me for all their thoughts. I will never tell you, Sakha. I'm seeing that you are Supreme Personality of Godhead. You are Sarva Karana Karanam. Krishna, ke Anadi.
The original Lord.
Anadiradi Govinda. Iswara Parama Krishna. Satchidananda Vigraha. Anadiradi Govinda. Oh, you are this. And he began to, I will never do. I am taking my this. And began to apologize and fell flat on the earth. But when we will compare Uddhava and Arjuna, then Uddhava is more superior than any of Pandavas. He has engaged his all senses, mind, speech and heart, always to serve Krishna. He never leaves Krishna for a moment alone. And he is so near and dear that Krishna has told in Srimad Bhagavatam that Uddhava is my soul nearer and dearer, more than Brahma, who is my son, more than Shankar, we are both one. Moreover than Lakshmi, who is playing always in my chest, more than my Atma, my soul, for Uddhava he has told. For Arjuna he has not told like this. If any very secret thing to be done, he chooses Uddhava. Sometimes he takes advice from Uddhava. If Krishna can show him that mouth, in his mouth, universal roop, he has nothing to do. Nothing. He knows that Krishna is Supreme Personality of Godhead, he knows, but yet he is friend more than Arjuna. That is why Uddhava was sent by Krishna to Braja. One day Krishna returned from his Gurukul. That is what Muni? Sandipani Muni. He came in Braja at the age of about 12, and it can be taken like 14 years age, up to that Kishore age. But when he entered in Mathura, he became in young age. He was sent by his father and mother, Ugrasen, to Sandipani Muni to learn all but arts and all kinds of Ved, Upanishad, Shastra and everything. When Krishna returned after 64 days, learning all these 64 kinds of arts, one day he was standing on his roof, palace, and he was seeing towards Vrindavan in north direction. And he at once remembered his cows, his calves, his mother Yashoda Devi, father Nanda Baba, and his friends. He remembered Giriraj Govardhan, river Yamuna, and began to weep loudly with tears so much. There was none to satisfy, to
console him.
He was bitterly weeping. In the same time, Uddhava came. Where is Krishna? He also went on the roof of that Raj palace, big palace, and he saw that Krishna is weeping bitterly. Tears are coming. He could not say anything. He went and he stood up there and watching and looking Krishna. Krishna saw him, but his eyes were full of tears. Anyhow, he took his hands in his hands and began to weep loudly. Buddha, at once you should go to Braja. I am remembering my cows. Cows cannot live without me. Now they are somehow dying. Calves cannot take milk of their mothers. All are weeping for me. Now whole Braj is zero like zero without me. My mother has become blind, always weeping, weeping, not taking anything. And also, there is no cooking. For whom cooking will be done? So pots are
upside down.
And some
wares,
some
cookware,
have done some
web.
On there. Spiders have make some
cobweb
on them. When Krishna left Vrindavan, from then no vessels were
cleaned.
All are here and there, rolling down here and there. Not cooking room has been
cleaned
even. Always weeping. For whom they will cook? So thou you should go. And especially go and pacify gopis. They have given up everything for me. They have given up their husbands, their children. They are all everything. Deha, dahik, everything. Deha means body. And dahik?
Bodily.
They don't do singar, but
decoration
themselves. They don't love anyone in this world. Always weeping and weeping. I have told in Gita, the teaching to Arjun, the last part, Manmana Bhava, Madhabhakto, Madhayaji, Mang Namaskuru, Mam Eva Yashashite, Pratijanam Priyoshi. This is the sure and success of the whole Gita. Manmana Bhava. Give your all attention, all mind, all heart in Krishna. So there is no any example besides gopis. Even a woman cannot give up his shame but they can give up their shame for Krishna. They become naked also, if Krishna tells. That everything is for Krishna. Now they are all dying, and you should console them. Why he told? He told, he knew that Uddhav cannot console them, anyone. Not a dry straw he can console. He knew. He cannot console a tree, creepers, and anyone. What to tell of gopis? He cannot. But skillfully, he sent Uddhav to see how that prem is so high. Like Himalayan mountain. More than that, how high class. You can go and then realize. First, you should be admitted in the school of gopis, where I have learnt all these things, prem. Though it is 2.5 letters, prem. But yet, in Sanskrit language. But I have to be admitted in their school. There, Srimati Radhika is principal of that prem. Principal and director, everything. And Lalita Vishakhar are professors of one department. So you can go and be admitted in that school, that you will know what is prem, what is love and affection. Without going there and being admitted and learning, you cannot know what is prem. And then when we'll return, then I will something talk with you. Why? I want to discuss all these things to you. Because gopis are feeling separation mood for me. But they can distribute their all these separation moods to all gopis. Because all they are sakhis, like friends. But I have no friend, not a single friend in here like me. So I want that you should be qualified and then return, then I make distribute my these sufferings and separation to you, something a little bit, and then you will realize what is prem, especially Braj prem. It is very hard to explain. Anyone in this, very, very hard. I know that he may do some mistake. But yet there is no meaning. Very rare persons to explain all these things. Though I have not read Bhagavatam, Brihat Bhagavatamrit, Rupa Goswami Bhakti Swami Sindhu, Ujjwal Nilmani, Chaitanya Charitamrit, expert in all, they can explain something known solely.
Maharaj,
go. Why Krishna could not send Arjuna or any brother of Pandavas? Why he could not send Akrur? Are there wherever so many learned persons in
Dwarka?
Why he could not send? Dwarka not. At that time he was in Mathura. Why? Because Uddhav used to live always with Krishna, associating with Krishna, sleeping with Krishna, taking prasadam, remnant of Krishna always, taking the remnants, cloths of Krishna.
Garland.
When Krishna sent him to Braja, he gave his own Vaijayanti mala. He gave his all ornaments. He gave his pillow dress. That dress, what he used to...
Pitambara.
And his golden chariot also. That you should sit on this chariot, golden. It was of Kamsa Krishna has taken for his own use. Now he is giving to Uddhava. And he sent to there. Why? Because Uddhava always aware of Krishna heart. So he sent there. So he is more superior than Pandavas or any of Yadavas. But he should not think that he is superior than Rukmini and Satyabhama and all. Because they cannot go there, because their husband this mood in them. They cannot tolerate gopis. So he was not sent. So Buddha was sent. Satyabhama, Rukmini and all others are one pointed to Krishna. In only husband relation. But Uddha was so, some abroad-minded. Uh-huh. What? Abroad-minded?
Liberal.
Liberal. Liberal. He can compare. So he was sent there. So Vidha is more superior than any of the Yadav or of Pandavas. Here we will see that Anukullena Krishnanu Silanam Bhakti Uttama. There is the degradation. Gradation?
Yes.
He is serving more. He is using his senses. By body, mind, speech, heart, and all kinds of moods, up to Anurag. Pandavas cannot go up to Anurag. Snehe, prem, snehe, man, pranay, rag, Anurag. Uddhava can go to that place. Satyabhama Rukmini can touch. Pandavas cannot go. Because the defect, what defect is there? Always thinking that my Krishna is not only my friend, he is Supreme Personality of Godhead and always all kinds of Aishwarya, opulence, he is Sarvagya. Knowing past, future and Vartaman,
present,
everything. He can do anything. He can make lakhs and lakhs words in a second. Create so many words. He can also create the creator of worlds, like Brahma and all. Karnabdi Sai Vishnu, all he can create. So, Uddhava can serve by all these means. But also there is some defect in Uddhava. He went to Vrindavan and he saw the height of the gopi prem. So high. But he could not take anything. He admired them. He first went to Nanda Baba. Nanda Baba saw him and began to weep. He wanted to ask something. That how my child is there? My beloved son is, how he is happy or not? But when he began to remember, he at once his what?
Chopped.
Tears were so much coming. His heart was melted so much. He cannot speak a word. And he began to weep bitterly. But Nanda Baba saw that I should tell something. Otherwise he will say that he is not honoring me. He has come from Krishna, his dear son. beloved son. So I must tell something. Then he began to remember his brother, Vasudev Maharaj. He's my brother. Oh, he's well. Kans was a demon, and he was giving so much sufferings to Vasudeva and Devaki. Now they have been killed by their own actions. Krishna is not killed because he is a baby. How he can? Their past activities and present activities, they have killed Kansa. Krishna cannot kill him. So Vasudev is now fortunate. How he is? And in connection, he remembered Krishna again, and he began to. Uddhav, I cannot forget Krishna. When I go to forget Krishna, in my palace I see some toys of Krishna, a little bansuri. Bansuri means flute of Krishna, the toys of Krishna, the pitambara of Krishna, and it remembers me so that I cannot be here. Then I sometimes used to go to Jamuna to forget Krishna. But there I am saying that Jamuna is crying bitterly for Krishna, Krishna. The creepers are weeping for Krishna. All the waters, Parmanu means atoms, are crying Krishna, where is Krishna, where is Krishna? Then I see that I have come to forget Krishna, and here more remembering. So he left this place. And I went to Govardhan, I saw the footprints of Krishna everywhere. More remembrance there. All trees are telling, all groves are telling, all the little stones are telling the glories of Krishna. Where is Krishna? Where is? They are asking for me. And I cannot forget. I know that there was only one father in this world, and that was Dasarath Maharaj. When he left and went to obey Dasarath, and he went to forest, he saw that here is not Ram. And then he told Ram, Ram and Ra, and he left his life. I cannot do. Why I cannot do? I don't know. I am not like Dasarath Maharaj. And he began to weep bitterly and more bitterly. Looking all these things and seeing all these things, he became like a statue. Huh. Uddhava was so learned. He was disciple of Brihaspati, friend of Krishna. He was also Prime Minister of Krishna. But now he is thinking, what should I tell Nanda Baba? He is so much weeping. I have come to console him. But if anyone is crying bitterly, one drop of tear is coming for Krishna, then certainly he is very fortunate in this world. And he is weeping so bitterly, so he is most fortunate in this world. So how can I console him? Tell that, oh, Nanda Baba, don't weep. Then I am doing offense. But if I am telling that, oh, Nanda Baba, more weep, then how? I can console him by telling? So what should I tell? Nanda Baba, don't weep, or weep more bitterly. And he is not thinking what to do, tell with Nanda Baba. He could not decide. He saw that Nand Baba, this Vatsalya Prem is so high that he cannot imagine. And thus he could not decide anything. At once he told only thing. Shlagatamau juam, shlagatau. You are best fortunate man in this whole world. Your life has been successful. That Krishna is not anyone's son. He is Supreme Personality of Godhead. He is Godhead to Godhead. But even knowing this, you are thinking him a son? It is, this is glory. What you told? What you told? Nand Baba told. I think that is a very foolish boy. Not knowing anything. You are like a child. You have not read anything. You are not qualified. I thought that you have